Coming up Friday, it's a football Friday. We'll dive into all of those dozen preseason games. Plus, if you're up for a contract, should you sit out the preseason? And in a PGA Championship / Tiger update. Friday, Golden Wingo, 6 Eastern, ESPN Radio, ESPN News.
Yo, it's the Southside's own Jonathan Hood. Weeknights on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app.
So Jake Bentley chased and dropped the 17-yard line. Roquan, the chef, Smith.
Roquan Smith, he's the highlight show of this defense.
In the ring, Steamboat's got him up. A slam.
Abreu massacres this ball to left center field.
Under the Hood with Jonathan Hood. Weeknights on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app.
Jonathan Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app. Hit me up on Twitter, twitter.com, tweetjhood, or on Facebook, facebook.com. Glad you're in. You missed the last hour. You missed a lot, you know. Cheryl Burton from ABC 7 Eyewitness News in studio with us talking about the Bud Billiken Parade. And the parade will take place Saturday at 10 o'clock on ABC 7 Eyewitness News. Also, Nick Cannon was with us. Yep, from Wildin' Out. Hell of an hour. It's a very memorable hour for 2018. Bookmark that for the best of show when I don't do anything.
That's the best kind of show, right?
Bookmark that when we sit back and enjoy our own work. That's not too cocky. That's just
no, it's totally humble. Don't worry about
it. That's just convinced. I'm not cocky. I'm convinced. That'll be the best of. Put that on there. Just bookmark that, Felix. Felix will be like, what did we have? That was good. And I will be like, what about August 9th? I'm like, oh, yeah. We had Bookie Brooks, right? No, we did not.
Bookie Brooks.
No. Remember this hour. It was good. All right, you know what we got to do, guys? We got to give away some fantasy football tickets. Tickets are on sale now for the fantasy football convention. Yurko will be there. Waddle, Steve, Michael, Michael, Sylvie, Carmen, all be there. Also, Audio Man will be there as well for the fantasy football convention. We're going to give away two pairs of tickets. It's our way of saying thanks for listening to Under the Hood with Jonathan Hood here on ESPN 1000. Everything takes place at Joe's Live in Rosemont. Saturday, August 25th is brought to you by Miller Lite. If you want to go, we'll tell you how you can go because you're going to be part of one of the best segments that you'll ever find between 7 and 10 on Thursday. It is Throwback Thursday.
Under the Hood with Jonathan Hood.
Before Snapchat.
What is that?
Before Twitter.
So what's the sitch?
There was. That's so throwback.
That was really good times.
That's so throwback.
ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app.
Throwback Thursday memories.
I see a little silhouette of a man.
Under the Hood with Jonathan Hood.
Put your hands up.
The throwback.
All you need is love.
The throwback. Taking it back.
Go back.
Under the Hood with Jonathan Hood. Let's
back.
Oh, yes. TBT, Throwback Thursday. For me, Jonathan Hood, here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app. Throwback Thursday. Very simple. You see this on your IG. You see this on your Snap. for some of you older folks who see this on your Facebook, along with the cat videos, you do see Throwback Thursday, right? And that's what we're doing every Thursday at 9 o'clock. And if you want tickets to the Fantasy Football Championship, you got to be a participant in Throwback Thursday. As we've got the annoying Kiss FM sounders and everything else that you need. 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our phone number. Felix, let us release the phone lines. Open the phone lines, let people call in right here this segment, because we got Bears Post coming up at the bottom of the hour. Let me tell you, for those of you following me on Facebook, Facebook.com, you already know my question. But for those that don't, and you're still behind the times, let me tell you what our Throwback Thursday question of the day is. Our Throwback Thursday question of the day is, what was your favorite snack when you were a kid? Whether it's candy, pop, chips, etc. And do they still exist, too? 312-332-ESPN is our phone number. For Throwback Thursday, the best answers to best stories will be able to get fantasy football convention tickets. It's our way of saying thanks for listening to the show here on ESPN 1000. So that is our Throwback Thursday question, asking you if you can give us a story of your favorite snack when you were a kid. Candy, pop, chips.
The Throwback.
On Throwback Thursday here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app. Throwback Thursday here on ESPN 1000 and ESPN app. Okay, so, Eric, I saw this list from early this morning, and I will read for you from the top to the bottom some of them here. Some I'm familiar with, some I'm not, actually.
I did Google some because I was curious on what these were.
But you didn't know what a ho-ho was?
I didn't know what a Chico stick was. Oh. And it sounds like something I'd really like.
You were wondering if we could say it on the air.
I had to Google it.
Yeah, Chico Sticks was something I remember as a kid. Not the biggest fan, but Chico Sticks was something. I see Albert Zambrano says Chico Sticks. You see this a couple times, right? On this Facebook thread?
Yeah, it's here. That's why I was like, what is this? So that's what forced me to look it up.
There you go. By the way, last week we did Throwback Thursday with Felix, and we did old TV shows. He didn't participate because, well, he said he hadn't seen any of these shows, so he just stayed quiet.
So he's like, the Simpsons?
He just stayed quiet. He didn't say anything. He's like, I don't know any of these shows, so, and I'm not gonna look him up because I'm a millennial.
It's in the past. We don't care about
hey,
that.
Hey, I hooked up a buddy up. He wanted, to talk about Breaking Bad, remember? And they were killing him on your Facebook page saying, how old are you? Because Breaking Bad just came out like 10 years ago, and he obviously didn't understand what was going on here.
Because your buddy was 11. So a kid, your favorite snack when you were a kid, candy, pop, chips, etc. Chico Sticks is on here. Also, you do see this a couple of places here. Jay's potato chips.
Jay's. Can't stop eating those Jay's.
Remember that commercial, because there was a dog that was walking, standing upright, and blowing the trumpet.
Exactly. So the whole commercial was, this little girl's asks the little girl if she could have some chips. And she's like, if you could sing or play the trumpet while standing on your back legs and dancing. And then this dog walks by and does it. So the dog gets the chips.
It's a much better story than the little girl's ass.
Yeah.
Oh, I beg your pardon.
I said ass.
My headphone went out. I'm sorry. I beg your pardon.
I was wondering why you laughed. I didn't even know what I said. Yep. Asks.
Let's see. Again, for your favorite snacks, we'll take your phone calls. 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776. The best story, you can go to the Fantasy Football Convention and Championship. Our way of saying thanks for listening to ESPN 1000. Don Shanahan says, I'm a Reese's peanut butter cup man. Pardon the expression. Does that work for you? I like a Reese's every now and then.
I mean, big Reese's, to me, that's not like an old school snack. That's something that's every holiday. We got a different shaped one that I'm digging into. I'm just big on Reese's.
Xavier Pope Esquire says candy. He says Boston baked beans, Chico sticks, Reese's cups, penny candy. Penny candy, we've seen this a couple of times on this list, right? That is the grandma selling candy in front of her home in the summer.
Yes.
I remember those.
That's a thing where it's penny candy. You actually get candy for a penny. Fruit flavored chews.
Yes.
Jay's salt and vinegar chips. still a thing, right?
Yeah. I was going to say, that's not really...
You don't see Jace too often anymore, though. So I think that's... I don't know if Jace is around.
Jace! Can't stop eating those Jays!
Hey! That sneaky dog playing the trumpet.
I like the little trumpet.
When I just Googled penny candy, and this reminded me of a couple other ones. Do you remember the button candy? The candy buttons that you just peeled off the piece of paper? How terrible were those?
Yeah, it was
No matter what, you're eating paper still because it doesn't peel off clean.
That's a good point. That's a very good point, actually. Let me see what else we got here. Artie Kennedy used to work here at ESPN 1000. Snack pack pudding. He says, but I had to be the old school... A metal tin. Oh, the metal tin snack pack. Yes, I remember that. I'm sure it was the metal taste that I was used to. He said, yum. So that's a good one from Artie. Let's see what else we got here. Charleston Chews. Do you recall Charleston Chews?
They're still around. Yeah. I'm not too wild about them, though.
So Charleston Chews is here. Shark Bites. Mmm, fruit snacks.
Just when you thought it was safe to eat shark bites.
Class dismissed.
Shark bites fruit snacks. You've got to eat them before they eat you.
He's back!
He's big and he's back. The great white shark. Now in marked boxes of shark bites.
Shark bites, yes.
Yes. And the great white sharks weren't very common in each of them. I guess way back then they were. And then later on, if you found one, that was a pretty cool thing. They actually had a pretty good flavor to it, too.
I love that. I got a couple other ones here before we go to the phone lines. 312-332-ESPN, the best stories of your favorite snack when you were a kid, candy pop chips. We'll hook you up with fantasy football tickets right here on ESPN 1000 on Throwback Thursday.
Throwback.
All right. Let's see what else we have here. I see Yvonne Wilson saying wine candy, a.k.a. Jolly Ranchers. Real Crown Cola. I have a story that I could tell, a real quick story I should tell about RC Cola, but I think I'd probably get in trouble with Zach Zaidman if I said it out loud.
No, I'm curious. We'll have to share that if you feel it's safe.
It's okay. Clean it up. Okay. Zach, when he covered the Bears when I was at Bourbonnais, because we're all together as, you know, media contingent, he just turned to me one day. He goes, and Zach is just always like dry humor guy. Zach says, Jonathan, I'm wondering, have you ever wanted a Royal Crown Cola at any point in your life? Really? Of course, RC Cola sponsors the Bears. He didn't rip it, but he was just like,
just threw out that question.
Have you ever wanted an ice cold Royal Crown Cola? Like, I don't think I wanted that.
No.
Maybe if it was in the bottom of the of the cooler, if that was the last thing there, maybe. Joe Fish says RC Cola. Let's see. Miguel Atkins says Lemonheads, Boston Baked Beans, Jolly Joe's. Jolly Joe's, big fan. Big fan. You don't have the grape ones anymore. I was looking for that. Even at the dollar store, didn't have that. The old Dollar Tree.
So those are grape Mike and Ike's, basically?
Yes.
Okay.
You ever had those?
No, I haven't. I'm a big Mike and Ike fan, though, so I'm sure I'd like them.
Restaurant quality. And of course, Pop Rocks, yes.
Hey, what's happening?
The Cracklin's what's happening?
Pop Rocks says bang to the bite.
Pop Rocks.
The sizzle makes you giggle.
Pop Rocks.
Taste that, it's strike.
Pop Rocks.
It's snapping.
It's Cracklin.
The Cracklin's what's happening.
Pop Rocks.
Introducing Pop Rocks Cracklin Candy. They'll burst all over your mouth in cherry, grape, and orange.
Pop Rocks.
Taste
out of sight. The Cracklin's what's happening.
If you're proud of the expression.
The whole commercial. The whole commercial.
It pops in your mouth, ready?
Throwback Thursday. You're on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app. Let's go to the phone lines and talk to you. Let's go to Derek Lakeshore Drive on ESPN 1000 with Jonathan Hood. Hey, D.
What's up, D? Hey, what's up with you?
I'm Jonathan Hood. You're Derek on Lakeshore Drive. And this, my friend, is... Throwback Thursday. Give it to me.
Right. Well, mine is the Hostess Honey Bun.
Yes, just Hostess almost anything, right?
Right. See, the way I used to do mine is that younger, I put it on the heater so the icing would melt. But then when I got older, I pop it in the microwave. Oh, man.
Oh, that's hold on a second. What tasted better on the microwave, in the microwave, or on the radiator?
Oh, the microwave took it to a whole nother level, man. The microwave changed the whole game.
That's awesome, man.
I'm keeping it real.
Yeah, yes, you are. That's good stuff. Hold on a second. Does he want to go to the fantasy football game? I don't know.
I love the life hack on, like, the okay snacks. You know what I mean? Like, it's just okay, so I'm going to put it on the radiator. Fantastic.
I'm thirsty. How about an Ecto cooler?
This summer, coming to a supermarket near you, there's going to be a great new high-C flavor with an outrageous food taste. And what are we going to call it? Ecto cooler. High-C Ecto cooler. Slimer's new food drink. You've been warned.
I remember that. You had that. That's your wheelhouse there.
Right. That's right when Ghostbusters was coming out. So, like, I was a child then. It was the green, like, slimy monster from Ghostbusters was, like, the main theme of it. Ecto Cooler was great.
I remember those. Maybe a few times, but not very often. But I saw them. I mean, you had to go with it because it was the brand name of the Ghostbusters, as we do Throwback Thursday. Let's throwback. Right here on ESPN 1000, the ESPN app. Also see you guys on Facebook, facebook.com. Rob Addis also says bottle of RC Cola, Oscar Mayer hot dog, Mrs. Fisher's chips from Rockford. Ray says Skittles and Grape Pop. I think you can get that right now.
One on here is zebra cakes. Love zebra cakes. One of my first jobs was I worked at Walmart.
Yeah.
And my lunch break would be eating a whole box of zebra cakes and drinking like two Mountain Dews. And I would have a stomach ache for the whole second half. Every day I'd do this pretty much though.
What else stands? I see Jingles and Milk. Katie Subata says, Jingles and Milk. Who's Jingles?
I have no idea.
Could you look that up? What is Jingles? I see that a couple times on here as a matter of fact. As I go back to the phone lines, Tom and Lake Zurich on ESPN 1000. As we do Throwback Thursday here on a wonderful Thursday night. Hello, Tom.
What's good? Yeah, I'm a smoker, and it's probably because you had candy cigarettes that actually smoked when I was a kid. They were like pennies.
Yes. Yeah, I remember. Yes. I remember
that. And some shoestring potato chips out of a little jar.
You should sue, Tom.
I like fantasy football.
You should sue. You're not. If you wouldn't be a smoker, if it wasn't for the candy cigarettes,
probably.
The throwback.
Pick up Tom on line two.
I was trying to find a commercial for the candy cigarettes, and I couldn't find like one that was clear, like sounded good enough to play. But they were all like, I can be like dad too, playing with these kids. They were all that. And I just go, oh no. Look, I can look cool as well. No.
My cousin Patricia says Popeye popcorn. I remember that actually. Popeye popcorn. Popeye puff cereal too. Puff cereal sucks. But they put Popeye on everything. On spinach, actual spinach, not just the cartoon. Popeye popcorn. I do remember that. And Mike George says, Little Debbie's oatmeal cream pies. That's what he loved.
From luxurious penthouse pads to sumptuous hot tub hideaways, we search the world for the perfect snack. And here in the gleaming kitchen of Mrs. Penny Bucksworth, we found it. Little Debbie snack cakes. Excellent taste, Mrs. Bucksworth. And single packs are so convenient to take along when yachting. The perfect snack when you really must eat and run.
Do you guys know who he's trying to do there? Do you guys?
I don't. And it was
really
ridiculous.
Yeah,
commercial.
Wow, that's a generational gap there. That was him. That was that guy trying to be Robin Leach from the Rich and Famous show. There used to be a show of the Lifestyles of Rich and Famous.
Okay. Not the Good Charlotte song.
No.
Which is terrible.
No, the Lifestyles of Rich and Famous, and Robin Leach was the host of that. It just shows you the generation.
And he talks like this. That's the 90s. What the guy was doing right there.
Yeah, that's the problem. But he was trying to be, you know, used to going to stars from Hollywood and going to their home. And just like, the Lifestyles of Rich and Famous, here is Burt Reynolds' home. And he would, you know, and all
so
that
it was
kind
Cribs
of stuff.
Before Cribs.
A much more...
tamed down version?
A much more Inverness, Lake Zurich
okay.
version
okay.
of
so
MTV Cribs.
No Mariah Carey in the bathtub or anything like that?
Oh, probably.
That was a Cribs episode.
Probably.
Wait, no Scarface DVDs? Because no. You know everybody had a Scarface DVD when you went to Cribs.
Yes. So that's what that was. See? Sometimes you got to explain. Like, why would he have a bad accent? It's because he's trying to be Robin Leach. And it was such a bad job of being Robin Leach. Lifestyles of Rich and Famous. That's another Throwback Thursday deal there. Flaming Hot Doritos. Don't think it. Oh, by the way, one thing I could mention that used to be part of Jay's.
Jay's.
Play the horn, little doggy.
Can't stop eating those Jay's.
Da-da-da.
The one thing I do recall was when barbecue chips used to actually be hot. There was a time where barbecue chips actually used to be hot. I remember this as a kid. Now, of course, there was always, you know, what was it hot, Flamin' Hot or whatever? Is that what
the
they
Cheetos,
call it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, but there was a time where barbecue chips actually had a little tinge to it. It was a little bit hotter than just now, like the whatever that is on top of a barbecue flavored potato chip.
I do know what you're talking about. They did have a little more of a zing to it. The better taste in barbecue.
A little bit more kick than what you get right now. Mm-hmm. That's just like that little red dust or whatever they have on there. Yeah. It's okay, but it's just not what I remember. So that's for sure. It's a really good chocolate covered peanuts, says Scott.
Still love those
at the movies. A little, it always looks good.
Remember Snow Caps?
Yeah.
They still sell them at
the
movie
theaters.
Yeah,
they're still at the theaters.
Yep. 9 to noon.
Huh. It took me a second.
I know.
Oh,
I believe,
man.
Believe me. Believe me. I know my crew. Now and Later's pineapple flavors. Now and Later's on here a couple times.
Yes.
Yeah. I was talking about the guy that works 9 to noon, David Kaplan, by the way, Felix.
Right.
I got it.
I got it. See what I work with, folks? I mean, 9 to noon, and then you had to think about who works 9 to noon here. Kevin in Forest Park on ESPN 1000. Hey, Kev.
Hey, what's going on, bud?
Hi, bud.
Hey, what about those things called Handy Snacks? Do you remember those?
Handy Snacks. Do you remember was it Nabisco who made those Handy Snacks?
I don't know. I think it might have been.
It's
I can't
Ritz.
Remember, but it was those crackers with the cheese.
Yeah,
yep. And they had
Kraft.
That little red stick. Yeah, you had to spread the cheese over there.
It was Kraft, you said, right, Eric? Kraft.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
Might have been Kraft, yeah.
Absolutely. I remember those.
The only problem was you would take some cheese, spread it on the cracker, and every single time they would split in half.
Yep. Yes, they would.
That's right.
They absolutely would.
Was it sanitary, really, Kevin, for you to use that little plastic? It's not even a knife. It's just like a plastic
like
square.
Like a red stick, yeah.
Like a red stick,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, a red stick.
Was that
but
sanitary?
You had to, though. You had to use that stick.
Okay.
Pardon the expression.
Let's throw back.
Oh, God.
A couple that I thought of right away when we brought up this topic is Koala Yummies. I don't know if you guys remember those. They were like little koala bear cookies that had like chocolate filling on the inside. And then Dunkaroos was like my favorite as a kid.
Dunkaroos were awesome.
We were a generic family, so my neighbors always had the Dunkaroos, and I was always pumped about that.
Dunkaroos is the cookie you drunk for as much frosting as you want. So how do you do your Dunkaroos?
The super duper deep dunk.
The long distance dainty dunk.
You can dunk a Dunkaroo in as much chocolate or vanilla frosting as you want. So how do you do your Dunkaroos?
I see this. You say it's generic. That's high living right there.
No, I'm saying we didn't have that.
Oh, okay.
The neighbors had that.
Oh, the neighbors
had
that.
Yeah, exactly.
This is restaurant quality Betty Crocker stuff.
It was
here.
Good stuff. It was.
I do recall these and walk right past them.
Because, oh yeah, that wasn't an option for me.
Because they weren't Nilla wafers.
Yes.
Nilla wafers was always a thing. And not
shouts
vanilla.
Shouts to vanilla. Oh, you're right. It is just Nilla wafers. You're right. Shouts to Nilla wafers.
That, my friends, is a Throwback Thursday here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app. The Chicago Bears, they lose the game. They lose to the Bengals.
They did.
All right. They lost the game. So is Nick coming down? We got Nick Friedel coming up next with some Bears post game. We'll get his thoughts. He watched the game, so we didn't have to. As you're listening to Under the Hood.
Jonathan Hood.
Oh. I played that one earlier.
As I combine all the juice from the mind. Heal up, wheel up, bring it back, come rewind.
Jonathan Hood on ESPN 1000.
Maybach Music.
Under the Hood with Jonathan Hood. Weeknights on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app.
Dalton on play action. The comeback route is picked off. Intercepted by Kyle Fuller. Still on his feet into the end zone. Pick six, Chicago.
Yo, it's time for Under the Hood with Jonathan Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app.
Highlights courtesy of Fox 32, Adam Amin on the call as you're listening to ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app. Glad that you are aboard here. Bears fall short against the Cincinnati Bengals 30-27 at Paul Brown Stadium. Man who covers the Bears for ESPN.com is Nick Friedel. He joins me here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app. Let's take your phone calls as well. 312-332-ESPN. 332-3776 is our phone number. If you got a chance to watch the Bears game, listen to it. This is your time to jump in. We got an open phone line for you or two, so jump on in. Any observations you have about the Bears in their game against Cincinnati, jump in. For me, this is their first official preseason game. That thing against the Ravens was just kind of a walkthrough, if nothing else. But this one was a preseason game. And so we bring on Nick, and he joins me here on ESPN 1000. Hello, Nick.
Hello, my friend.
So, you know, it's hard to be able to determine what you see here from the Bears on both sides of football, especially offensively when Trubisky's out there just for a cup of coffee. Anything stand out to you about some of the first teamers for the Bears in their limited action?
Yeah, it just doesn't seem like they've found any kind of rhythm yet, Hoodie. And they still have another month to go. And for a lot of teams, this is the way that first preseason game looks. But with Matt Nagy in place and that new system getting so much hype over the course of the last few weeks, and there's so much optimism down there in Bourbonnais about the way it looks, you would have liked to have seen Trubisky and company come out with a stronger start. But, you know, everybody needs to take a deep breath. It's a young group. They're trying to find their way in a new system under a new head coach. They just didn't look really solid. And more than anything else, and you mentioned both sides of the ball, Eddie, there's not a lot of momentum to be gained from this particular game as far as the guys we're going to see on a regular basis starting in week one. So, you know, they've got a lot of work to do. And if you're Nagy, you've got to feel good in the sense that now there's a bunch of stuff on tape. You can work back through that tape and you can see where you go over the next few weeks into training camp and beyond.
Well, I know one thing. The secondary better start wrapping up here. I know that. They better start wrapping up because when you are missing a couple of tackles, this is something that just can't happen. When you're looking at this Bears team and you're trying to get yourself ready, you cannot miss tackles the way they did today.
I like the fire. I think that
I'm just trying to get ready for September.
Well, there you go. I mean, I think Nagy should get you down there for camp and get them revved up. I mean, when I saw those missed tackles, though, I got to tell you, all I kept thinking was, man, this is what happens now when you go through training camp and you really can't hit that much.
Yeah.
And every team has to go by the same rules. But I can just tell you, being down there a few days in place of our great friend JD, I was stunned at how little hitting there is now. So it's a league-wide issue, but certainly the Bears need to find some ways to get things together, because you can't have that many missed tackles and that many mistakes early on, especially from a group. A lot of those guys will be out there when things get rolling here.
Nick, I think that the one thing that we have to look at with preseason, at least from my standpoint, is to be able to identify weapons for Trubisky. You know, it is amazing that you read some of these things over the summer about how people look at the Bears as maybe the next Rams. And I just think that's way too premature because we got to find out what Trubisky is. But I think along that, along those lines, if the Bears are going to be and have that same trajectory of the Rams, you've got to be able to identify weapons. And so I want to know your thoughts on players like Adam Shaheen in particular, maybe those that can stick on the roster that could pay dividends for Trubisky. Is that a guy like him? Does he stand out to you?
Yeah, I mean, look, he had a nice night tonight. He had a few receptions, and he's getting up and down the field, Hoodie. But as far as the weapons coming out of training camp, the name you hear over and over is Miller. I mean, that is the guy that I think everybody's pointing to and saying, you can come in and be a difference maker right away. And the key will be what kind of rhythm can he and Trubisky find going forward, and can he be counted on early on in a rookie year to make that kind of impact? But I think the point about the Rams is well taken, because the Rams had so much success under Sean McVay last season, and they had those weapons. They had Gurley. They got Goff playing at a much higher level than he did under Jeff Fisher. And you're just thinking, okay, well, Nagy's got this offensive resume, and he's got an offense that a guy seemed to want to play in, but can Trubisky take that step? And if he can't take that step, does he have those pieces around him? I mean, Kevin White had another drop tonight. I don't think many Bears fans are expecting much from him at all. What are you going to get from Jordan Howard moving forward? There are a lot more question marks on this roster right now than there were on that Rams roster going into last season. It's just a matter of, can this group find the continuity that it needs moving forward into week one? And that's what we're going to see here in the next couple preseason games, because as we all know, it's that third game, the dress rehearsal, where you really get a closer look at everyone. But they're going to need some of these guys to take a major step this year. And as far as difference makers on that offensive end go, I think Miller can be that guy.
Nick Friedel covers the Bears for ESPN.com. He joins me, Jonathan Hood, on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app. You mentioned Kevin White, and I see the numbers here, two targets, nothing across for Kevin White. This could be one of those last chance you things for Kevin White. You know, the sad music during NFL Hard Knocks. You know, when you see him in the last preseason game, da, 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 and you know that the cut's coming because the Turk's coming.
The Turk's coming.
So I'm wondering, do you think that if Kevin White doesn't impress, and again, it's preseason, it might be meaningless for some, but I think it means a whole hell of a lot for him. Do you think the slow music will be coming for Kevin White?
I mean, Hoodie, at this point, I think anything's a possibility. He certainly was left in longer than a few of his counterparts to try and find out what he's got. He has not played, as we all know, much at all the last few seasons, and he's been a major, major disappointment. Now, having said that, for context, just being, again, out there in Bourbon A, Kevin White was singled out a couple different times by players and coaches and just saying, hey, we like the way he's putting in work, and we like the way he's going about his business. Now, what does that mean in the grand scheme of things when you're dropping passes on the field? Doesn't mean much. So he's got to show in these next couple weeks that he can do something of relevance, or else I think everything's on the table. At some point, I don't care how high a first-round pick you are, or were in this case, if you cannot produce on the field, and there are better options on that roster than where you're at, you gotta go. And the Bears and Ryan Pace, they just have to say, hey, this didn't work out. It didn't pan out the way everybody had hoped, and it's time to move on. So with White, I know they're hoping for better results, but up to this point, yeah, he hadn't shown much of anything that would lead you to believe he can make some grand turnaround that I know Bears fans are hoping for.
What'd you think of the Bengals? Andy Dalton with a couple of touchdowns, 6 for 8, good for 103 yards. And we're talking about preseason, but Andy Dalton, I asked our buddy Mo Egger from ESPN Cincinnati, had him on to preview this game. And I asked him, I said, where do you place Andy Dalton amongst the best quarterbacks in the AFC? And he said, probably toward the middle to the maybe three quarters down. I mean, think about that. I didn't ask him about football. I said in the AFC. And right. I know it's very talented in the AFC, but right. again, as we take a look at quarterback play today, it's important. It always has been, Nick. But you know, even in Andy Dalton, if he could just harness the offense and be able to have an offensive line that can help him, I mean, Andy Dalton is as good as than some of the quarterbacks we have in the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, Andy Dalton has proven many times over, Hoodie, that he can make plenty of plays and he can have solid performances at times. I think when you watch Dalton, you're just always kind of waiting for that mistake. And granted, it was the first real preseason game, but Ross falls over for the Bengals early on. Dalton throws a pick six, and you go, oh, boy, here we go again. Now, is that totally his fault? Of course not. But there's always a reason, it seems, why Dalton can't take that next step, why he can't find the consistency that he needs to maintain at this level and get the Bengals over all the humps that they've been trying to get through in the Marvin Lewis era there. So I still think he's got the potential to do it, but mentally, can he put himself on some next plane with the upper echelon quarterbacks in the NFL? We're going to find out this year. And if not, if you're the Bengals, just like any other team, do you really believe that he can get you there? I think this is a show-me year for Dalton. And I think he's got to prove that he can be the guy they can lean on for years and years to come.
They just went right through the Bears' defense, Nick. That's no good. How does that get better? How does he? Look, I'm just getting you ready for tomorrow.
I know it's coming. Hey, I have listened to you and JD go back and forth for too many years to know exactly how this all plays out.
I'm just telling you, you got to get ready for this tomorrow because, like, when who's it, Kaplan and Olczyk tomorrow? What's happening tomorrow? I mean, you got to get ready for this tomorrow.
Well, yeah, Cap's going to defend his boy Pace and his guy Trubisky. He's going to say, oh, everybody take a deep breath and relax. But I'm with you. I mean, if you're trying first impression-wise to say, all right, we're turning things over and things are looking good, this was not that first impression that the Bears needed because the defense got rolled early on. And aside from that Fuller pick six when Ross fell over, the offense showed you nothing. So I know how desperately the fans in this city want a winner, and it is just one game, but you would have hoped that they would have started out on a higher note, and now you just have to hope that they can learn from those mistakes, build on them, and then go into Denver, and especially offensively, Hoodie, Trubisky's got to find these guys and get them in spots for them to be successful, and the line has got to do a better job of protecting him and showing that they're ready for the regular season to begin.
So Eric and I are going back and forth. We want you to break the tie on this. I said that I like to see either, if you're not going to see Howard, see Cohen out there. And Eric, you disagree. You say that, you know, it's not all teams. Maybe for this team, you feel like that running backs aren't that important at this point in time.
I just think putting running backs out there in preseason games is a huge risk because there's so many guys flying at their legs. So I'm fine with both starting backs not playing really much at all in the preseason.
And I said that Bernard's out there for the Bengals. I just think I don't need to see Howard tonight, but I like to see Cohen. Just like I want to see Kevin White, but then I didn't want to see Kevin White anymore.
Yeah, wash your eyes out.
That's the entire Kevin White experience in a nutshell right there.
So what do you
I wanted to see him really bad, and then I didn't. If I were breaking the tie, though, guys, I would go with E here. Because one wrong turn, one wrong push off that knee, and it's all gone. And we've seen it time and again in these preseason games. I know that everybody is hyped up and they want to see more momentum, but I understand completely if a team, in this case like the Bears, is being extremely cautious, knowing that they can't afford any kind of injury. So if it's me, I go back, Hoodie, to the days of Danian Tomlinson and Adrian Peterson being like, ah, we don't need preseason. We don't need to take many snaps at all. And granted, Cohen and Jordan Howard are not anywhere near that level, but you gotta be safe. And I just don't care really what they're able to do in these next few weeks. You keep them healthy and you get them out there for week one.
That's right, Nick. Put everybody in a body condom.
Bears, NFL, college football, and you with Jonathan Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN.
Under the Hood with Jonathan Hood. Weeknights on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app.
Jonathan Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app. Saturday night, you can hear me on Dickerson and Hood from 9 to midnight, right here on ESPN 1000. And Sunday from 3 to 6, right here on ESPN 1000 as well. So you'll hear me Saturday and Sunday. And if you don't catch me then, catch me Monday, 7 to 10, right here on ESPN 1000. We thank you for listening and being part of the program here on ESPN 1000. Our thanks to Jesse Rogers, to Cheryl Burton, to Nick Cannon, to Nick Friedel. On the other side of the glass, Felix and Eric. Let's do this. If we don't do this weekend, if you don't find me Saturday, don't find me Sunday, how about Monday from 7 to 10 right here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app? With all of our usual nonsense, we'll have it for you right here on ESPN 1000. For Felix, for Eric, I'm Jonathan. Don't forget the Under the Hood podcast with me, Jonathan Hood. Wherever you find your podcast, look for Under the Hood with Jonathan Hood. Download it. That way you never miss an episode.
I go work like a doctor. When I rock the mic, you got to like
Jonathan Hood on ESPN 1000.